My name is Kelly Walters. I'm a PhD candidate at Michigan State University working with Roberta Lopez. And today I'm sharing some of our research on consumer sensory preferences. So a little bit different of what we usually do, but how we can manipulate fresh basil flavor by managing light, temperature, and carbon dioxide concentration. So first, I will talk about why basil and our research goals. Secondly, I will go over kind of our materials and methods and how we aimed to achieve these goals. Thirdly, I'll discuss what the consumers preferred. And then finally, I'll discuss briefly how this affects production and marketing, or could affect production and marketing. So first, why basil? It's a fairly popular fresh culinary herb that's used in a variety of dishes, like the pesto here or caprese salad. Secondly, production. So basil can be easily produced hydroponically, as you see here, in systems similar to many other leafy greens and herbs. And then finally, post-harvest. So basil wilts rather quickly, and it also is sensitive to chilling injury at temperatures below about 10 degrees Celsius. So the overall goal of our research is to improve crop quality. But at the same time, we have to take yield into consideration, because ultimately the growers have a certain amount of space in the greenhouse or in their vertical farm, and they're packaging it in some type of clamshell, and they're selling it by that fresh mass. But our goal is also to increase volatile content. So a couple years ago, we conducted a large grower survey. And we asked them, how much would research on manipulating the growing environment to improve crop flavor benefit your operation? So we asked a bunch of other questions as well. And this question was deemed the most beneficial. As you can see here, most of the growers said it would be moderately to very beneficial for their operation to have this type of information. We also asked, will your customers pay more for crops with increased flavor? And 84% said yes. And when you take out some of the international respondents, the U.S. response was even higher than this. So we know that volatiles change with changing environmental conditions. So as we manipulate the environment, the biosynthetic pathways are affected, and the amount of the volatiles in our crop changes. And we know from our research and others' research that as you increase temperature, light intensity, and carbon dioxide, the concentrations of these volatiles generally increase. So with that, we hypothesized that increasing light, temperature, and carbon dioxide would increase the flavor of the basil that we're growing. And we also hypothesized that consumers, based on our grower survey, we hypothesized that the consumers that were eating the basil would prefer plants with a more intense flavor. So the objectives of this research were to determine if consumers can even detect the differences in basil flavor due to light intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, and average daily temperature. Because we often do our work in the lab, and we can say, okay, eugenol increase, linalool increase, decrease, whatever. But the lab isn't buying the basil, the consumers are. So can they even tell the difference? Secondly, to characterize their preferences to better inform production strategies. So if they can tell the difference, what should we do about this? So we had three separate experiments. The first one was on light, and this was conducted at the seedling stage. So we grew the plants in a growth chamber. As you can see here, the sweet basil cultivar was Nufar, and we sowed the seeds into 200-cell Rockwool cubes, and they were irrigated daily. And the average daily temperature was maintained at 23 degrees. Now, our light treatments, our target light intensities were 100, 200, 400, and 600 micromoles to create DLIs of 6 to 35. And the actual light intensities are reported here. And you can see we used a broad spectrum white light provided by Fluence LEDs. The second experiment focused on carbon dioxide concentration. So again, this was conducted in the growth chamber, and we used the same sweet basil Nufar for all of our experiments. The same Rockwool cubes irrigated daily, average daily temperature 23 degrees. We had four different treatments, so two different light intensities, 200 and 400 micromoles, and two different carbon dioxide concentrations at 500 or 1,000 micromoles per mole, or parts per million. And the actual numbers are reported here. Now, the third experiment that we conducted focused on average daily temperature. Now, this was a little bit different because it was conducted in the greenhouse. So we grew the seedlings in a common environment for 2 weeks and then transplanted them into raft or deep flow hydroponic production systems. And the nutrient solution was maintained daily with an EC of 1.56 and a pH of 6. We used high-pressure sodium supplemental lighting to create a 16-hour photoperiod. I should mention that the light intensity and the carbon dioxide studies, we had a 16-hour photoperiod as well. And the target daily light integral for this experiment was 14 moles. The target average daily temperatures were 23, 26, 29, 32, and 35 degrees, with the actual temperatures being reported here. So ranging from 25 to 35 degrees. And this was achieved by using individual greenhouse compartments. So how did we do this? We paired up with a food science sensory lab. And in the lab, they have different areas where you prepare the samples and they're assigned a random number. So the panelists, you know, don't know what they're receiving. The first two experiments were at the seedling stage, so the leaves were rather small, and so they were placed in cups. With the temperature experiment, the leaves were larger, so they were placed on plates. Then the samples were randomized, so the panelists received them in a random order, and we also analyzed for order effects. But they had this nice system set up, so you knew what door the panelist was and what sample they were getting next. So they had all these little doors, and the sliders went up, and on the other side, the panelists sat in front of a computer, and they answered different sensory preference questions. And so they would answer their questions, and it would say, tell the workers in the back, okay, you need this next sample, and they would get a tray with crackers, water, and their sample. They'd answer questions, and it would alert the workers in the back when they were done, and they would get their next sample. So what we found, first, light intensity. So consumers overall preferred basil grown under 200 micromoles of light. So why is this? Well, we will get into some of the specifics. But first, they answered many of the questions on a Likert scale, ranging from dislike extremely to like extremely. So you can see here that once we analyzed the data, the range was more from dislike slightly to like very much. And this is a typical scale for qualitative data. But to help explain why they like 200 micromoles the most, first we'll look at color. So you probably noticed that the plants grown under 600 micromoles have some damage. So they looked fine when we were growing them, but as soon as we rinsed the sample, no matter how gentle we tried to be, we had damage to the leaf. So that was apparent, especially in their comments. And the 200 micromole treatment was very green. Also, texture, the 200 micromole treatment didn't wilt as quickly as 400 or 600 micromoles, and they also preferred the flavor. So the 100 micromole treatment, they said, this really doesn't taste like much at all. You know, it has a little bit of a basil flavor, but not enough. They said 200 micromoles is what they think of as basil, but when the light intensity increased to 400 or 600 micromoles, they said it was just too much. And it was interesting because some of them were like, oh, this tastes like black licorice, or this tastes like cloves. So they were picking up some of those specific compounds that we can measure in the lab. Another parameter is aroma. So again, 100 micromoles, not strong enough, but the aroma of 200, 400, and the plants grown under 200 to 600 micromoles was still pleasant. And I think it's more difficult to get too much of an aroma. And then leaf size. So they did prefer the larger leaves, which is expected. If you grew up, you could have larger leaves just by growing the plants longer as well. But one thing that there was a couple of people that commented, a couple of the the panelists that the 100 micromoles, you wouldn't have to chop it up for using in your dish. So then we have another scale here, and that goes from extremely bitter to extremely sweet. So it's sweet basil, so we have to ask about the sweetness to the bitterness. 100 micromoles, it was pretty neutral, so not very much flavor. 200 micromoles, the panelists said they were slightly sweet. But as light intensity increased to 400 to 600 micromoles, they reported that the plants were more bitter. So next, carbon dioxide concentration. So I'm just pulling out bitterness because we just talked about that with light intensity. And you can see here that there was no difference between carbon dioxide concentration treatments. And that was across all of the parameters that we evaluated. But there was a difference between light intensities. And this difference was consistent with our light intensity panel. So that was exciting. So it helped to confirm the results that we saw in our first panel. Finally, moving on to temperature. So overall, there was no significant difference in preferences between plants grown at 23 to 35 degrees. But there were some differences in individual characteristics. For example, the appearance. They preferred the appearance of plants grown from 29 to 35 degrees compared to those grown at lower average daily temperatures. In addition to color, so they said that the plants grown under 29 to 35 degrees had a more green color. And they preferred the texture as well. I think we noticed that the plants that were growing under lower temperatures had a little bit more wrinkly leaves, and they preferred the texture of those grown under 32 to 35 degrees. So, in conclusion, light intensity influences bitterness, aftertaste, color, texture, flavor, aroma, and leaf size. So quite a few different quality parameters that were picked up by the consumers. And 200 micromoles was preferred overall, though they preferred the leaf size of the plants grown under 400 to 600 micromoles. And 100 micromoles, there was just not enough flavor. Secondly, carbon dioxide concentration does not influence consumer preference. They cannot taste differences between our carbon dioxide concentration treatments. And finally, temperature influences appearance, texture, color, and bitterness, but there was no preference overall. So what does this mean to growers? So we often manipulate the growing environment, so we increase the temperature, we need more fresh mass, so we increase the temperature and we increase the light intensity, maybe without thinking what it causes for our final end product when the consumers are eating it. Now, granted, the panelists were just eating a basil leaf, and you wouldn't often just eat a basil leaf, but if you used it in caprese salad, you may have it with a tomato, but that anisey flavor still may come out, and it still may be too much. And whether this may provide resources, whether you're going to use it for pesto or you're going to, you know, eat it fresh like in caprese salad, you could manipulate the light intensity to market it to consumers as more flavorful for pesto or good for caprese salad. Are there any questions? Or first, I'd like to thank everybody who helped. Oh, so many people helped. Dr. Sunjin Cho, she worked at the food science department and ran the sensory lab. And then Sean Tarr was my right-hand man undergraduate student. He was wonderful. And then many other people and organizations that helped fund the research as well. So now, are there any questions? Brian?
Kelly, you mentioned that you know, the smaller leaf size on the lower light levels, and you could just grow it longer to get that larger leaf. Would you anticipate any of those flavors or characteristics change as the plant ages?
Yeah, so the question was about if the flavors would change as the plant ages, and I think they would. I think there's some research analyzing different compounds over as the planet ages, but we didn't do any work with that. But I think it would be interesting. And my time is up. I'm really sorry.